All right, everybody, we're back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning. Glad to have you guys with us. I'm Perry White as we get things rocking and rolling this morning. Very special guest here on the show. He's no stranger. As we know, all throughout last year, he was here. He was giving us updates and information as we got closer to the first game of the season for the MEAC SWAC Challenge, which was Southern and North Carolina Central. And all the way through Southern's marching band, winning the Red Lobster Band of the Year. And he's back today because guess what? We're getting closer to football season. And there's some news out there that I want to make sure you can use. And he's here on the show this morning. We want to welcome my man, John Grant, the executive director of the MEAC SWAC Challenge, as well as the Celebration Bowl and the Red Lobster Band of the Year event. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Perry. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I am great. Thank you for having me on this morning.
It's getting about that time.
Yes, it is. Isn't it wonderful?
It is. You know what? I hope, I pray we can get you somewhere around in the SWAC. And you, I've watched you give out this ticket to the Celebration Bowl over the years to everybody but Southern. I'm hoping Southern at some point we can sit there and get that ticket from you.
Well, hopefully you guys are off to a good start this year. I've seen that you've got a pretty good recruiting class and can't wait to see, you know, what the team will do this year.
Yeah, I want that ticket. Let's talk about this new partnership, because as we talk about the MEAC SWAC Challenge, it's coming up, it's right around the corner. I've seen all the promotions. It's time to ramp things up as we get closer to that game between Alabama A&M and Howard, and we'll talk more about that, and then the Celebration Bowl at the end of the year. But most importantly, we always talk about our partnerships and sponsorships in this space, and what ways can we grow with companies throughout the country and the world. And right now, a new partnership has developed between the MEAC and SWAC Challenge, as well as the Cricket Celebration Bowl with Toyota. Talk about this partnership with Toyota and what this means moving forward for these events.
Well, we are excited with our announcement that this relationship that we've established, a new three-year relationship with Toyota, engaging with all of our portfolios with the kickoff game, bowl game, and band of the year. I think that the desire of Toyota is to continue to expand and extend their connection to the HBCU community and culture. And it certainly starts here this year.
When you're talking about starting this year, where do we go with this? I mean, for those out there that don't understand maybe branding, marketing, corporate partnerships, sponsorships, what does this mean for the MEAC and the SWAC moving forward?
I think that it says that there is value in the, you know, in the content that's being created, and the association of brands with, you know, high-quality content, and the ability to extend their brand and connect it to consumers is still relevant and very relevant, especially here. And this is a demonstration that what that value is if we focus on ways of packaging and delivering it in a meaningful way to brands of this scale.
Now, when you sit down with an entity internationally like this, what are they looking for when it comes to this? Because as you talk about, there is a value, and especially when you look at a national television audience on ABC, it is the first bowl of the bowl season, and there's typically a huge interest, as you said before talking with you. You get a lot more people even on the West Coast watching this that you wouldn't even realize watching this game and watching these games, period, because MEAC SWAC Challenge is typically prime time later in the evening, and the Celebration Bowl is prime time during that early slot to start the bowl season. But what are these huge corporations looking for when they sit down at the table and look at something? Because this is FCS football. I just want to, and I'm asking because this isn't big time FBS Power Four conference. This is two small conferences in FCS football getting this type of opportunity. What do they look for when they see this and the value in that?
Well, scale. You start with scale. and how you can deliver the appropriate scale and reach, that a brand has the opportunity to engage and touch and communicate with as many consumers as possible, and then to be able to communicate with them and engage with them as often as possible. So it's not just built around a singular event. It's built around a scale and a pipeline that allows us, for instance, in this case, we'll be starting in, as a matter of fact, now with this announcement, because you've got Toyota as the presenting sponsor of both the Cricket Miak Swag Challenge and Cricket Celebration Bowl, sponsored or presented by Toyota, now takes that brand and extends it into every mention of both of those properties. So starting with the announcement on Thursday, all the way through the end of the season and ongoing, the brand continues to show up. It continues to be present. It continues to be front of mind. That's one area. Then making sure that we are utilizing our platforms, whether it's social and other media, to extend and create scale for that brand. And then finally, creating as many touchpoint opportunities as you can, which, again, another part of the scale that allows them to directly engage with consumers.
We come a long way from the Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl, haven't we?
We certainly have, and I think we've come a long way in our opportunities just around HBCU football and the conferences as well. I mean, I think you see that with what Commissioner McClellan is doing with SWAC TV. That's really all about creating scale.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen how that has manifested from the initial announcement that he made of launching it up until the new partnership that they just announced earlier, a month ago or so. That is a reflection of what today's companies are looking for, or entities are looking for, is they're seeking the ability to build scale. So the idea of around a singular event, in today's environment, companies will engage, but they're only going to engage on a small level because that gives them a singular touch point, meaning with the consumers at that event. But the scale beyond that has to be tied to, if you're looking at a school, what are the opportunities they have through the season? If you're looking at the conference, what the conference does by packaging all of its assets together the SWAC is done, the MEAC does with this, opportunity with ESPN, et cetera. So, I'll go back to the SWAC. They got SWAC TV, you got ESPN, you got HBCU Go. So all of that is a way of extending brand exposure across and creating scale for those.
As, we look at this, what does the future look like for these two major platform events for HBCU sports looking to the future?
Well, it's evolving, and it continues to evolve, and it will as the media platform evolves. One of the things I've said, Harry, continuously is that we're not putting on sporting events; we're content creators, and in the sense that the Cricket Miak Swag Challenge presented by Toyota and the Cricket Celebration Bowl presented by Toyota and the Red Lobster Band of the Year, those are simply content platforms, and our responsibility is to make sure we're creating content that people want to consume, that they want to watch, they want to engage with, that they want to attend with, and they want to associate with, and then that they too then want to spread across their platform. And that's what we continue to do. And I think that's what the future's, going to look like.
Let's look at the upcoming game, the MEAC SWAC Challenge, Alabama A&M versus Howard. University. This is one that you're looking to promote. How is things looking for this year's MEAC Swag Challenge? Of course, Southern was in it last year with North Carolina Central, but this year with these two teams, two matchups, Howard's having a new head coach this year with Ted White taking over, Sam Shade over at Alabama A&M. Both bands led by Southern University alums, so we know you're going to have a good halftime and good bands, but for you, looking forward to this event this year.
Well, we're excited about it. One, because these teams haven't played in a long time. It's been a long time since Alabama A&M have been in Atlanta. And look, we're coming in Atlanta off the heels of the World Cup. And a lot of venues that have been built and created for the World Cup, the fans to this game are going to get the opportunity to experience while they're in town. So the game itself, we're really pleased by how the tickets are moving, the interest that's been created there. We're, you know, being again on ABC in primetime gives us a very strong position to deliver this content across the country. And these teams are getting the biggest stage that they could be on up until they get to the Celebration Bowl to the kids to showcase their talent, and for the HBCUs to use that those schools as a 3-hour infomercial, so to speak. So we're really excited. We got some things that's going to be announcing that are going to be coming up around our how we're going to be engaging fans this year with our fan experience, and certainly some things that we're going to be inserting into the game itself and the game broadcast. So stay tuned, because there are a few more announcements that we have coming out, and some even bigger than the one that we're talking about today.
Man, you ought to make them announcements on the Jaguar Journal. You know, let's do it here. Why not? One stop shop, John Grant.
Little spoon feed fans. Little spoon feed. Just let them know that there's more to come.
You know, before I get ready to let you go, man, just for you, being the executive director, this journey for you, man, what is it like? Another year, another one under your belt that you're about to get ready to do. What is this like for you just to be a part of this space and continue watching it grow and promote and market our HBCUs?
It's been a blessing, Barry. And, you know, I've had an opportunity along the way to engage with people like you and many of your counterparts that are telling the stories about our HBCUs and our HBCU programs. You know, the opportunity to engage with partners and bring new ones in like Toyota and a couple of others you're going to hear about over the next month or so. And then really more importantly, to see how these properties, both the kickoff game and the bowl game, have established themselves in the sort of the pantheon of college sports at the highest level. So when I'm in meetings, you know, discussions around, you know, bowl season always speaks highly of the Cricket Celebration Bowl and its place and that what it's delivering to the entire bowl ecosystem. And the same thing happens with the Cricket MEAC Swag Challenge. And when you think about the football season itself. So I think we have all, not just me, but all of us, and to see how we have continued to get behind and build, because it's raising the water for the entire HBCU ecosystem, both Division I and II. There's more attention being paid to HBCU football now than ever before. So that's been one of the rewarding things for me.
Let me make you smile. I got my Celebration Bowl hat on right now that I received last year. So, hey, I wear it around and people ask, what, you know, I get it a lot of times from people who may not know within this space. They ask, it's a great talking point.
Well, thank you, my friend.
And I thank you for coming on this morning. Listen, as we get closer towards the game itself, we'll continue to push it out there, because whether you are Alabama A&M or Howard fan, for us, you know, we get a lot of HBCU supporters that listen to the show, and not just Southern, but we also want to make sure that we put that information out there for people to always keep up, no matter who they're supporting. And even if Southern isn't in the game, our fans will sit back and watch, because we're trying to get a look at what the opponent is going to look like and what the other teams look like. So thank you for coming on this morning, John Grant, sharing this great news of Toyota now becoming a partner with the MEAC SWAC Challenge, as well as the Celebration Bowl. And as we move forward, and hopefully we can get that ticket from you at the end of the year, you'll be in Baton Rouge, Southern, to be hosting the SWAC Championship, and with that smile on your face, presenting us with a ticket. Am I reaching for the moon?
Listen, if you don't reach, you never receive. So, you know, I say no. I think that it's closer than you would imagine. It's just, you know, the team putting in the effort, the fans supporting, because that's really important, and engaging with the university. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to hand that ticket to what we call the golden ticket invitation to the Celebration Bowl down in Baton Rouge.
Appreciate you, John, for coming on, man. Have a good day.
Thank you. Perry, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, everybody, let's take a break. We'll come back and continue more of the Jaguar Journal, all right? All right, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. Hope you're glad you guys are joining us. We was having some technical issues with our phone line, but we got it taken care of. Glad you guys were able to stay through that break with us. It was a little longer than expected, but it is okay. I got very special guests here on this show, and I'm glad to have both of them on this morning, because it means a lot. I call them my cousins from the other side, because we all last name are white. And it seems like every week I keep finding more and more of my cousins from the other side, but this week I want to welcome to the show. Let's welcome Kelsey White Senior and Junior to the show. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you guys with us. And so, of course, KJ, Southern University baseball player, just graduated, had a phenomenal career at Southern University. KJ, what's going on, man?
How's it going? Good morning. I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad that you're here, man. And you know, for you, you wrapped up your career at Southern. You had a chance to graduate. You did the ultimate thing, not just be the athlete, but the student as well, man. And for you, talk about your time at Southern and representing Southern on the diamond.
Yeah. I mean, you start, you know, the first day I stepped on campus, I was 17 years old, you know, with just one dream, one goal. That was just to try and put myself in the best position possible to make my dreams come true. I knew it wasn't guaranteed, and I knew it wasn't definitely something that was just clear cut, but I knew I had to work hard every day with a plan and a vision. And so, you know, just throughout these 3 to 4 years, you know, freshman year, not really getting to play much, but just going out there and learning every day from Justin Wiley and learning how to be a college baseball player. And then my sophomore year, just kind of taking the reins and learning how to do it on my own and kind of just, you know, going out there and learning what it means to be a Jag.
You know, you were named SWAC Hitter of the Year. You have opportunities to go participate in the Swingman Classic. For you, man, what does it mean coming to an HBCU on this level? You know, oftentimes we say on this level, man, you won't get a chance to be seen. But opportunities outside of college have now presented itself for you, man. And talk about those opportunities and what it meant coming from an HBCU.
Yes, of course. You know, coming from an HBCU, you know, it's really tough to get those opportunities to be seen. But I always knew, like, if I just took care of my part, which was preparing, you know, put myself in the best position to be prepared when these opportunities do come, that when the opportunities do come, I'll be, you know, able to get more of them, because people like seeing somebody that's prepared. So I just always took that into mind, like, you know, whether it was just a regular day of practice at school or, you know, if we didn't have practice and I'm putting in my own work, I just always wanted to make sure I'm doing the ordinary extra so I could be ready.
All right, Dad, I got to come to you, Senior. Listen, you the one prepared him for life. You got him here to Southern, worked with him, taught him the game of baseball for you, man, just being a dad and watching your son be successful in life.
It's a true blessing to watch him follow in the footsteps of playing baseball. You know, the hopes and dreams of my wife and I is that our kids just, you know, love God, do well in school, and then, you know, ultimately he followed me in playing baseball. So it's been a dream. It's been a joy I also had a chance to coach him in high school, Westlake High School in Atlanta. So he did great things there, player of the year, things like that. So it's just been a joy watching him develop and grow as a whole person, as a man, into what he's ultimately about to embark on.
All right, here come from Perry. Now, I got both y'all on the phone publicly. We got dad Jackson State, son Southern. All right, so how does this work in the dynamic of people who don't understand the Southern Jackson ride? This is a true house divided, fellas. And Junior, I'll start with you, KJ. How does this work when you see Jackson State? I know you talk your talk to dad.
You know, I didn't really have to talk my talk this year. You know, when it was time for me to put him away and put him to bed, they kind of just put me on first base. So I didn't really get a chance to talk my talk this year. But my dad has this analogy. He says, JSU grad, but SU dad. So there it is.
Explain, Dad. What are you talking about?
Well, the interesting thing is the family, a lot of the family grads, including myself, all went to Jackson State. And, you know, Coach Crenshaw was an assistant coach at Jackson State, and he saw KJ play as early as age 12. And he was at a showcase camp, and, you know, he showcased his abilities and whatnot. But when it came time for him to be recruited, Southern stepped forward first. And, you know, of course, Southern's legacy and history with Ricky Weeks being like, his uncle, and just all of my friends are Southern guys, it just kind of played itself out. So I win either way. I'm a JSU grad, but I'm an SU dad. So I win either way.
Do you wear Southern shirts?
He refuses to wear the Southern shirts. I've got him numerous shirts. He says we have 30 different colors of blue. Don't let him fool you.
Awesome. Now, see, he didn't give me no response. So just be, he won't wear the Southern at all, will he? He refused to put it on.
He won't even wear the gold, the navy, none of that. The Columbia, the white.
What's up with that, Dad?
I just say, man, y'all got 12 shades of blue, man. You know, y'all got a lot of different color blues and whatnot. I do have this one SU Dad shirt that I have worn or whatnot. He hasn't seen me wear it, but my wife can attest to it. LaToya will tell you that I have worn an SU shirt.
We don't believe
you
until we see the picture.
Or whatnot.
We need to see the picture, KJ. Tell him to send you the picture. We need a picture of him in his Southern shirt.
The next time my dad take a picture in an SU shirt, it will be going on my Instagram.
KJ, for you, man, you know, now that you graduated from Southern, man, you have opportunities now. And talk about the opportunities that have presented itself for you now.
Yes, of course. You know, right now I'm currently playing in the MLB Draft League, just preparing my body and my routine and my mind and physically just getting ready to be going to the MLB Draft Combine, which is next week. And then after the Draft Combine, of course, there's the draft. So just preparing my body to be a professional baseball player.
What is that like for those out there that don't know? And then, you know, first of all, congratulations, because that is huge that Southern continues to produce the top, the best. And that's what you are. And you're representing Southern University. And not only that, you're representing yourself and your family very well. And the last name White, might I add, I got to just throw that out there. You're doing very well for that last name. Y'all, my cousins on the other side. But for you, man, first, congratulations. And what has this process been like for you now that you're taking it to the next level?
You know, first and foremost, thank you. But, you know, for me, it was just coming out here and just learning how to put myself in the best spot to come out here every night and be a professional. I want to be as most consistent as I could be. So, you know, when they come out here preparing for the draft, it was just, you know, just trying to learn what it's like to be a professional, honestly. I mean, it's tough, but I will say that it's rewarding when you do it right, you know what I mean? And I wanted to come out here and do this because I wanted to learn before I earn, you know what I mean?
I totally do.
So that was my whole goal.
Dad, we're going to get you a Southern shirt, and we're going to make sure that you wear it. KJ, you wear Jackson State shirts?
Yes, all the way.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Not a chance. Not a chance. You haven't seen me in the Jackson State shirt in 4 years, easily.
What'd you say, Dad? Hold on. You know, Dad ready to snitch on me. What'd you say, Dad?
I have plenty of evidence coming all the way through. He went to all the Jackson State camps. You know, I pitched and played at Jackson State, and you know, one thing I will say too is you have two legends influences here when you talk about Roger Kadar, the legendary Roger Kadar, Hall of Famer, and the legendary Robert Brady. So, you know, it's a win-win when you talk about the Jackson State Southern influence. You know, of course, y'all say Southern. SWAC means, what does it mean?
You tell me. You tell me, right, man. What does it mean? Go ahead. What does it mean?
Right, go ahead.
Southern wins SWAC means.
There it is.
I want people to understand out there, this is why we talk about this Jackson State Southern rivalry, because it even goes into the households. Do y'all hear live right now what is this doing in this household where Dad won't even admit what it stands for? Tell us, Dad, what does SWAC stand for?
Oh, man.
Oh, he pleaded the fifth. It's okay. KJ, tell him what it stands for.
It means Southern wins another championship.
That's what it means, Dad. Come on, Dad. You know that.
Well, you know, hey, like I said, it's a real, you know, I say Alcorn might be our rival, but the Southern Jackson State rivalry is something special. It is something. It's got a I won't say a nastiness to it, but it's different. It, you know, it's like, you know, and it's special. It don't matter if we playing dice. It don't matter if we playing baseball, whatever. It just has an edge to it.
We can race in the street barefoot. It means something.
Yeah, it does.
And KJ, it wasn't your fault, man. You being young, I understand what you was forced into, right? You was forced into those Jackson State. You had no choice. But see, when you woke up and you matured, you understood, and you made the right choice, KJ.
Right. When I seen the type of people I was going to be around and everything like that, I said, you know what? Let's go and take it down to that boot.
Let's take it to the boot. And it worked out. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's nothing but HBCU love. But this Southern Jackson thing, it gets deep. But, you know, first I want to say for both of you fellas, man, thank you for coming on this morning. And for Dad, man, for you doing your part. And then happy Father's Day. Doing your part in order to make sure the success of your son, and for KJ, you doing your part to understand what it was that your dad was teaching you, and now we're here able to talk together because of the success that you're having, man. That's what it's all about for me at the end of the day. Matriculating through a system, getting the necessary tools that you need to be successful, and then taking it on and furthering your life, and that's what you're doing now with this MLB draft league, going into the combine, man. I'm extremely proud of you. I'm glad that these things are going in your favor. And Dad, man, everything that you've done in order to prepare him, man, that's what it's all about. And had to put your pride aside and say, okay, you want to go to Southern, that's fine, I'm gonna support you. At the end of the day, that's what it's about, man. Love. And talk about, his Father's Day is approaching tomorrow, man, the love it means to be a father and in your son's life, and to see him following his dreams and be successful.
I'm so proud. I couldn't have asked for a better son. He has truly made my wife and his sister, Kaylin, my wife, Latoya, very proud. They're just the whole entire family. We are super proud of him. He makes my Father's Day every day special. We're just alike in a lot of ways. He's my namesake. And, you know, he's taken the vision that I have for myself and has exceeded my expectations. And any father, that's what you want. You want your child to, you know, as my father taught me, every round goes higher and higher. So I'm just grateful for him and all that he's doing and is about to do, and how much God is truly blessing him.
And KJ, I have to ask you, you know, being blessed to have a father in your life and be right here still to this day to support you and be right by your side, mentoring you and anything else that you need, man, as Father's Day come up, what is that like for you to be able to be blessed to have that?
Yeah, I mean, it means the world to me. You know, just, I know a lot of my friends who may not have had father figures in their life, and he stepped in and been a father figure for them, you know what I'm saying? And it just taught me the word love is an action, you know what I'm saying? Because my dad is a love guy that's going to love you through action. He's not going, you know what I'm saying, not one of those stand-away dads. So I just appreciate that always, because I know I always got somebody that's got my back. And not just going to say it, but show it.
Man, that's a beautiful thing. And that's what it's all about right there. You know, I do the same thing with my son. And typically what you find out when you're young, you don't realize the tough love and the lectures and the countless conversations of just trying to plant those seeds to make sure that one day as we continue to water it, that you grow and you're blossoming. And I think what we're watching right now, Dad, I think you can attest, he's grown and he's blossoming right in front of your very eyes.
One of the things, one of my favorite songs is New Edition. It says, Boys to Men. Every time I hear that song, I think about him, and I just think about the man that he's becoming. You know, he's about to enter. I mean, I think about it, and I said this to my wife yesterday. I'm still sitting at Southern's graduation a month ago in my mind, like, watching him walk across the stage. And from that time till now, he's walked right into his destiny of what he wants to do. He's like, hey, I'm walking right into what I had always prayed on doing. And so, you know, I just pray that the draft, I think, is going to be something special for him. But like I said, I'm just super proud of not only the professional baseball opportunities, but the professional opportunities and all that he's doing, not only on the field, but more importantly, off the field, type of young man he is.
KJ, give me a most memorable moment now that you've done at Southern, a Southern baseball memorable moment for you, whether it was a game, a practice, a coach lecture. Give me something, man. Something that stands out to you.
I would have to say our most memorable moment was being LSU my sophomore year. You know, that was a big moment for us because that was a young core group of kids that was on the field. If you look at that game, and that was the future of the program right there that went on and had a great year this year.
You know, as we look at the program for you, man, what do you see this program headed under Coach Crenshaw? I know you guys fell short in the SWAG baseball tournament, but Coach Crenshaw at the helm and rolling with this program, man, where do you see this thing going in the future?
Yeah, you know, Coach Crenshaw at the helm, this team will always be talented. The team will always have, you know, what it needs to compete in the SWAC. Now, the only thing that we'll be missing is, you know, the senior guys that we had this year, you know, it's going to be looking a little different on the field in terms of leadership, but that's with any baseball team, you know. Somebody's going to have to come out there and take control of the team as a player and, you know, just kind of lead the boys and show them how it goes every day. But I feel like in terms of talent, I think the team will always be neck and neck with the best teams in the SWAC.
Dad, I got to ask you this, man. When you look at this world, because you are a baseball coach, a head coach in Atlanta, when you look at this ever-changing world of NIL, and as they say, most of these kids, well, pretty much all of them, they're chasing the bag. They're chasing the grass is green on the other side. It's hard to have commitment from kids to commit to something over a long period of time. Just as soon as you think they're committed, a year later, they're going somewhere else. What are you seeing with young people, especially as a coach in the high school ranks, with young people as they make decisions and the commitment to learn how to commit to something and stay true to it instead of jumping around to everything?
I think that you said it best. There are challenges with, you know, a lot of the young student-athletes coming out, understanding the difference between, you know, I tell them, what does commitment really mean over the convenience of things? And, you know, what I try to educate my student-athletes and parents on, I just had 7 student-athletes that signed in this last class signing period. And what I try to educate them on is the process of understanding their value and understanding what will work best for them and also making wise decisions in terms of longevity. Because as we know, the trend, you know, with college baseball is ever-changing. With NIL, with even the other day, they're talking about eliminating the high school draft class. That's a proposal that's up for discussion. As 2 days ago, they proposed that. So I think people need to understand where they are in terms of their kids' development and then make measured decisions about future opportunities. Because I will say this, there are those who are making decisions that are wise, and I think they've done their homework. And then there are others who, like you said, they're chasing things that may or may not be there for them.
And KJ, when you look for commitment for you, man, what was it that that was the grounding for you in order to stick around and just do your part to say, hey, at the end of the day, all the moving around, I want to get my degree?
Yeah, for me, I just wanted a consistent place to be able to come and develop, 8 to 9 months throughout the year. I didn't want to keep having to switch spaces and learn new people and learn new environments. That's a rough thing for a college kid that a lot of kids don't think about. And I also understood that this is not a usual HBCU, you know what I'm saying? If you look at Southern University's baseball schedule, you know, in our midweeks, we're not playing regular teams. We're playing teams that are sometimes way better than us. And even in our non-conference schedule, we're not playing, you know, a weak non-conference schedule. We're playing teams that are way better than us, so you're able to get better. And when you do play in the SWAC, you dominate. So that's how I always looked at it. I always looked at it as a place where I could go and develop and be ready to go into my job whenever it does get to that point.
Now tell the people, what did you get your major in? What did you get your degree in?
Yeah, I got my degree in interdisciplinary studies with a minor. It's two minors, with a minor in communications and a minor in business.
So outside of baseball, man, you know, when life presents that open door to go somewhere else, what are you looking to want to do?
Yeah, I want to be able to stay around the game, but I want to be able to make you know, a business off the game, whether that be having my own travel team or having my own, you know, place where I can have my own batting cage and weight room and place where kids can develop and get better. And also, I just want to, you know, be a coach in the community and help kids, you know, get to the point where I am.
That's a beautiful thing. And before I get ready to let you guys go, I got to leave the floor for KJ, man. It's Father's Day tomorrow, man. You got something you want to say publicly to your dad?
You know, shout out to all the dads around the world, but I feel like I got the number one in the world. So shout out to my pops for always, you know, just holding it down and showing me what it's like to be a real man.
Don't shed a tear, Dad, all right? don't shed a tear, because it's job well done, and it's not over as he continues to go through life. And man, thank both of you guys for coming on this morning, man. This is what it's all about, and it is perfect considering Father's Day is tomorrow. But I think you said it right, Dad. Father's Day is every day for those who do the right things to make sure that our children are headed in the right direction. And we need more of that, I believe, especially within our communities, of fathers being there and making sure that we protect our children, but also teaching them the core morals and values of what life is. And it's okay to be corrected, because I'm seeing with a lot of kids today, they don't take correction well, you know, and that's the point of the discipline that you can get in the lectures and the talks. That's the importance of having a father in your life. And man, I appreciate what you've done with your son, and KJ, I appreciate what you've done for what your dad asked, man. I thank both of you guys for coming on this morning, man, and sharing your story and just the journey that continues of what life has been like for you both.
Thank you, Perry. We appreciate you and your staff for having us on today. It truly is a blessing, man. I've always enjoyed the fellowship with you. So just thank you for this opportunity.
KJ, man, you keep on keeping on, baby. Don't stop. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be back on the bluff this fall, you know, hopefully at a football game so I can chat it over to everybody.
Hey, man, we'll be glad to see you, man. And thank you for all that you've done for the program. Congratulations to you graduating, man. And we wish you much success in your future endeavors as you pursue your career in the MLB, man. And good luck to you with the combine and everything else that's coming to you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Perry. I appreciate you. And as always, go Jags.
Go Jags. Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day, man.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you, too, as well, man.
All right, fellas.
Hey, Dad, don't forget to say go Jags.
Oh, yeah, say go Jags, Dad.
Go Jags.
it hurt his soul. Appreciate you, fellas. Did y'all hear that? Dad didn't want to do it. But you know what? When it's for your child, you put your pride aside and you push forward. I appreciate those guys for coming on this morning, man, because if you've ever seen that dynamic, man, that's what it's all about as we get ready to celebrate Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Not the mothers who say they the fathers, but I'm talking about the fathers, not the uncles, not, you know, what you looking like that for, Mike? Mike spent around in his chair like, uh-oh. That's true. They talk about it every year. You know, you see the mothers who post, you know, they're like, no, we're talking about the fathers. That's our day, right? The fathers. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, man. And that story right there is what I thought would have been great for today, because I've had opportunities to talk to Kelsey Sr., you know, often. And, man, you hear the love and the support he gives his son. And then for us to hear it publicly and to see that dynamic, man, that's what it's all about. And, you know, for anybody that's out there, we have to pour into our kids. And especially as men, we have to stand up in our community for our kids. And it is hard, but it is our duty. It's our job to be the leaders of our communities, especially at home when it comes to our children. And listen, I'm tough on my kids. I'm all honesty, I'm tough, but I'm having to prepare you because nothing's going to be given to you. Nothing's going to be handed to you. You have to be prepared for this world. And if you are not prepared for this world, you will fail. You will always look for someone to come save you. And guess what? What happens when I'm not here? Who's going to save you then? And that's the approach that I teach my kids. I always talk about you have to be coachable, and that's not talking about sports. That's anything in life. That's at school if the teacher asks you to scoot your chair up and sit straight up. You have to be coachable. That's if someone says, hey, you did this once. Hey, can you do it again? Don't have an attitude. Say yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and go do it again. Take care of what's in front of you. For me, that's what it's all about, preparing our kids. And my number one thing, there are consequences to your actions. Always be aware of what you do because there's going to be something that follows it. And if it's something you can't handle, then don't put yourself in that situation if you cannot handle it. And a lot of times, young people put themselves in situations that they cannot handle because no one told them there was going to be consequences to your actions. That's what I teach in my household. And I'm all about repetition. I think just like practice in sports and anything, doing something over and over and over is how you build the character. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure our kids have great character so when they go off into the world, they can be coachable, they can be teachable, they can be prepared for the world without having attitudes and can't nobody tell them nothing, and they can stay focused to attention to detail. I'm big about attention to detail and staying focused because there's a lot of things to distract, i.e. these phones. Boy, I tell you, these kids distracted by these phones. That used to be a time when I went on road trips. I looked around at everything. I can remember landmarks and a certain tree, a certain bridge. These kids would be driving, don't know where the hell they at. We used to play slug bug. You know, you punch slug bug, all of that. Count how many yellow cars or purple cars. They looking down in the phones. They watching movies and all this other stuff. So I'm just speaking in terms of being a father, man. This is how Perry is a father. And I'm glad we had an opportunity to talk to Kelsey Senior and Junior because that's a father-son relationship. And whether it's a father-daughter, whatever the case may be involved, be there, show up. Showing up matters. You know, my daughter just graduated from New Manchester High School out in Atlanta. Being there, that matters. Supporting, getting them ready for the next stage in life, that matters. Being there, teaching. And it's tough sometimes to have a love for a child. Hey, it goes a long way, but they never forget. You have to teach them how to be appreciative, how to care, and don't just hand everything to them. Show them what hard work is. Hard work ain't never hurt nobody. It builds you and makes you stronger. It makes you a better person. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. And for me, I grew up, my father was not in my life, but that does not mean I don't know how to be a father because at the end of the day, I grew up to understand how to be a man, and how to be a man was tough. And it comes with toughness. Everything isn't perfect being a man. You have shortcomings, you have shortfalls. The whole world depends on you, seem like, right? And you just have to push through. But as men, we also have to make sure we stand by each other, whether it's as friends, whether it's as brothers, whether it's a community, and we have to check on each other. And I also say we have to make sure that we take care of our health. We got to be here for a long time. As the wife said, I can't let you die. Who going to do all the chores? Who going to fix the stuff around the house? Who going to help with these kids? We got to make sure we take care of each other. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. When it comes about fatherhood, when it comes to being a dad, being there for our kids, and those kids will remember that. They will love that. And as long as we do the right things by them and instill that in them at a young age, and then it's the repetition over and over and over. Now, some of them, you may have to beat it into them. It's okay. It's all right. But then the others, they can take the words, right? They can accept the wording. But at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, being a father. So happy Father's Day to everybody out there, all my fathers out there that have stepped up and did the right thing and, you know, continuously being there for your kids. That means a lot. And for this generation, moving forward, these kids need it. They really do. So I want to thank everybody this morning for coming on the show. I want to thank my man, Dr. James Gilmore, and bringing our seniors in, talking about to go vote. Please go vote for the Council on Aging, their millage, their taxes up. Please go vote for it. They need that. The senior citizens of East Baton Rouge Parish needs it, okay? Continue to support them. We start with the youth, but someday we all going to get to that point. We're going to get older. And them kids not going to be there because they done moved off and started their own life and they tired of you nagging and doing X and to do stuff for them. So let's vote for these seniors and that millage that's on the table. I want to thank John Grant for coming on, the executive director of the Cricket Celebration Bowl, as well as the MEAC Swag Challenge. Then my guys, Kelsey Senior and Junior coming on. And good luck to Kelsey Junior, KJ, in his future endeavors as he gets ready for the MLB and representing Southern proudly. Man, it makes us feel good. And happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Be sure to keep up with the Jaguar Journal across all social media. We're on TikTok, X, Instagram, Facebook. Subscribe to the Jaguar Journal YouTube channel and keep up with us on Twitch TV, Apple Podcasts, as well as Spotify as we continue to grow with us. Share, tell somebody about this, about us as we continue to move forward. And I hope you guys have a great week and a even better Father's Day for those out there. We'll be back next week at the same time and same place. Because always, it's the Jaguar Journal. Enjoy yourselves and enjoy your week.